The following is a review of the financial reporting and analysis principles designed to address the learning outcome statements set forth by CFA Institute. This topic is also covered in Financial Reporting Quality. The first LOS is to distinguish between financial reporting quality and quality of reported results, including quality of earnings, cash flow, and balance sheet items. Financial reporting quality refers to the characteristics of a firm's financial statements. The primary criterion for judging financial reporting quality is adherence to generally accepted accounting principles, or GAAP, in the jurisdiction in which the firm operates. However, given that GAAP provides choices of methods, estimates, and specific treatment of many items, compliance with GAAP by itself does not necessarily result in financial reporting of the highest quality. High-quality financial reporting must be decision-useful. Two characteristics of decision-useful financial reporting are relevance and faithful representation. Relevance refers to the fact that information presented in the financial statements is useful to users of financial statements in making decisions. Relevant information must also be material in that knowledge of it would likely affect the decisions of users of financial statements. Faithful representation encompasses the qualities of completeness, neutrality, and the absence of errors. We develop the concept of neutrality of financial reports later in this topic review. The quality of earnings is, in many respects, a separate issue. The quality of reported earnings can be judged based on the sustainability of the earnings as well as on their level. Sustainability can be evaluated by determining the proportion of reported earnings that can be expected to continue in the future. Increases in reported earnings resulting from changes in exchange rates or by sales of assets that have appreciated over many periods are not typically sustainable, whereas higher profits from increased efficiency or increasing market share would generally be considered sustainable. $1 of high-quality earnings is expected to add more value to a company than $1 of low-quality earnings based on the criterion of sustainability. The higher probability that high-quality earnings will continue in future periods increases their impact on the value of the firm, calculated as the present value of expected future earnings. At the other end of the sustainability spectrum, a one-time gain of a dollar from favorable currency exchange rate movements is not likely to be repeated, and therefore has a smaller impact on estimates of a company's value. The importance of the level of earnings is that reported earnings must be high enough to sustain the company's operations and existence over time, as well as high enough to provide an adequate return to the company's investors. Both of these concerns are important in determining the quality of a company's reported earnings. Sustainability of reported cash flows is also a consideration in determining the quality of reported earnings, as are the value of items reported on the balance sheet. Inadequate accruals for probable liabilities and overstatement of asset values can both decrease the quality of reported earnings and bring sustainability into question. From our discussion here, we can see that it is quite possible that a firm has high financial reporting quality, but a low quality of reported earnings. Reported earnings may be GAAP compliant and relevant, represent the company's economic activities faithfully, and be decision useful as a result, but have low sustainability or be low enough in amount that the provision of adequate investor returns or the sustainability of the company itself are called into question. The next LOS asks us to describe a spectrum for assessing financial reporting quality. Combining both financial reporting quality and the quality of reported earnings, we can categorize the quality of financial reports along a spectrum from best to worst. at the high quality end of the spectrum, we have financial reports that are compliant with GAAP, decision useful and report earnings that are sustainable and represent an adequate return on invested capital. At the opposite end of the spectrum are financial reports that are essentially fictitious or fraudulent. When reporting quality is that low, the quality of the reported earnings themselves is impossible to assess. We can identify several levels of quality between these two extremes. Here is one possible categorization of the quality levels of financial reports from best to worst. 1. Reporting is compliant with GAAP and decision useful. Earnings are sustainable and adequate. 2. Reporting is compliant with GAAP and decision useful, but earnings quality is low because earnings are not sustainable or not adequate. 3. Reporting is compliant with GAAP, but earnings quality is low, and reporting choices and estimates are biased. 4. Reporting is compliant with GAAP, but the amount of earnings is actively managed to increase, decrease, or smooth reported earnings. 5. Reporting is not compliant with GAAP, although the numbers presented are based on the company's actual economic activities. And 6. Reporting is not compliant and includes numbers that are essentially fictitious or fraudulent. Next, we are asked to distinguish between conservative and aggressive accounting. Ideally, financial statements should be neutral or unbiased in order to offer the most value to analysts. In general, we describe the choices made within GAAP with respect to reported earnings as conservative accounting if they tend to decrease the company's reported earnings and financial position on the balance sheet for the current period. We describe choices that increase reported earnings or improve the financial position for the current period as aggressive accounting. Aggressive accounting often results in decreased earnings in future periods, while conservative accounting will tend to increase future period earnings. Both these types of bias are sometimes used by management for different periods in an attempt to smooth earnings over time, because greater earnings volatility tends to reduce the value of a company's shares. Often, earnings smoothing is accomplished through adjustment of accrued liabilities that are based on management estimates. During periods of higher-than-expected earnings, management may employ a conservative bias by adjusting an accrued liability upward to reduce reported earnings for that period. This effectively allows deferral of the recognition of these earnings to a future period for which earnings are less than expected. In such a future period, the accrued liability is adjusted downward to increase reported earnings in that period, perhaps to meet market expectations. Deferral of reported earnings through conservative bias in financial reporting, so they can be used opportunistically in a future period, is sometimes referred to as putting earnings in the cookie jar, presumably to be enjoyed later. Bias can also be present in the way that financial results are presented. A company may present transparent financial statements that help analysts and investors to understand the results and the activities that led to them. Alternatively, a company may provide minimal disclosure in an attempt to emphasize positive developments and obscure information about negative developments. We should avoid thinking about conservatism in financial reporting as good and aggressive reporting as bad. Conservative bias can also be considered as a deviation from neutral reporting or faithful representation that reduces the usefulness of financial statements to analysts and investors. Sometimes, GAAP themselves can introduce conservatism by imposing a higher standard of verification for revenue and profit than for expenses and accrual of liabilities. For example, research costs are typically expensed in the period incurred because of the uncertainty about the future benefits to be provided from research activities while the associated revenue is not recognized until some future period. Accruals for legal liabilities are recorded when a future payment becomes probable, while the standard for recognizing increasing accrued asset value is stricter. Under U.S. GAAP, write-downs of inventory values are required when their future value is likely impaired, but increases in inventory value may not be recorded until the inventory is actually sold. While conservative bias in financial reporting is not ideal for users of financial statements, it may be beneficial in reducing the probability of future litigation from users claiming they were misled, in reducing current tax period liability when deductions for tax must also be deducted in the financial statements, and in protecting the interests of those who have less complete information than company management, such as buyers of the company's debt. The next two LOS are to describe motivations that might cause management to issue financial reports that are not high quality, and to describe conditions that are conducive to issuing low quality or even fraudulent financial reports. Three factors that typically exist in cases where management provides low quality financial reporting are motivation, opportunity, and a rationalization of the behavior. One important motivation for aggressive accounting choices is to meet or exceed a benchmark number for earnings per share. Specifically, managers may be motivated to report earnings that are greater than earnings guidance offered earlier by management, consensus analyst expectations, or those of the same period in the prior year. The manager's motivation here may be career-oriented, seeking to enhance her reputation and improve future career opportunities. Because beating certain benchmarks is very important to subsequent stock price movements, managers may be motivated by incentive compensation that depends on stock returns. Other possible motivations are to gain credibility with equity market investors or improve the way the company is viewed by its customers and suppliers. For companies that are highly leveraged and unprofitable, aggressive accounting may be motivated by a desire to avoid violating debt covenants. When earnings exceed benchmark levels, managers may make conservative accounting choices in ways that allow these earnings to be shown in future periods, increasing the probability that future period earnings will meet or exceed the relevant benchmark amount. We can also identify conditions that increase the opportunity to present low-quality financial reports. Circumstances in which low-quality or even fraudulent financial reporting is more probable are: the company has weak internal controls, the board of directors provides inadequate oversight, applicable accounting standards provide a large range of acceptable accounting treatments, provide for inconsequential penalties in the case of accounting fraud, or both. The third likely element of low-quality financial reporting is rationalization by management for less than ethical actions. Most people who do something they know is wrong tell themselves a story that seems, at least to them, to justify breaking the rules. Whether the story is, "I'll fix it next period," or "I have to do it to get my bonus and pay for my parents' care," the resulting behavior is the same.